Episode 126 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. Let's get started. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. As I said, I am David Guerra, and this is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 126, five tips for preparing your team for the new year, 2019 edition. I know last episode of 125 was about you. Now it's about your team. You're the leader. You got to prepare your team. Make sure your team is on board with the new year. Sure, everyone by now knows it's a new year, but again, there's still some things we got to take care of. So let's dive into the five tips for preparing your team for the new year, 2019. Alrighty, well, first off, ensure your team knows a new year has arrived. And with that, it's not just looking at the calendar, but it's also realizing that, hey, new opportunities are going to happen. New opportunities are going to arrive. They can see that 2019 is going to be a year that, as a team, as an organization, their hopes and their dreams are going to get realized. Because again, working together, that's what happens. See, together you will succeed in making those hopes and dreams become a reality, not just for the business, but for themselves. It's kind of a byproduct. If the business succeeds, they succeed. They succeed, the business succeeds, and it feeds off itself. It's kind of a symbiotic relationship. So remember that. Ensure your team knows that the team has new opportunities and hopes, and their hopes and dreams can be realized in 2019. You've got to lead them there, though. They need a leader. That's why you're there. Next, ensure your team knows change is coming and will continue to come. I know it sounds familiar, but it applies at all levels. It applies at all levels. It means that, hey, get ready, because it's going to happen. And when it happens, it's here, and it's going to continue, and it's going to continue. See, change is not only a part of life, it's the only constant in life. Change is always happening. There's always some kind of change going on, whether it's little, whether it's new leaves in springtime, or it's the leaves falling in the fall or shutting down, whatever. It's changing. It's always constant. There's always change. And change happened in 2018, just like it will continue to happen in 2019. That's just the deal. That's just life. That's just the way it is. And that doesn't go. You can't change that. You can't change change. Change is going to happen. Number three. Ensure your team knows, as a leader, you expect them to bring you and the team new opportunities and answers and questions and solutions and more. See, they need to know that they can come to you as a leader. They know that they can come to the team without hesitation. They know that the team is on lookout for new opportunities and answers to questions and bringing solutions to problems. It's when the team doesn't do that, it's that, hey, what's going on? Why has the team stopped? And one way to ensure that it doesn't stop is to, well, make certain that the team knows that you expect them to bring new opportunities, new answers, new solutions, new questions as an expectation. Ensure that they know it's an expectation, not just a, it's a good idea. No, it's an expectation. I expect this. And some teams, some leaders actually put a quota on that. Bring me five questions a week. Bring the team five new opportunities a month. Bring something new, different all the time. Think outside the box. Answer questions. Answer solutions. Solve problems. That's the expectation. Ensure your team knows that as a leader, you expect them to do that. Number four. Ensure your team knows that unexpected challenges will make the team, it's going to make the team work together and pull them apart. So those unexpected challenges, they'll pop up at any time, hence unexpected challenges. But when they pop up, it's that moment that the team needs to work together, pull together, and come together to reach a solution, an answer to solve that problem. But there's going to be sometimes that those challenges are just going to be more than a team can handle, because for one, they're inexperienced, or they've never experienced that situation, whatever it may be, and it could pull them apart. It could pull some of the team or all the team apart, but realize that it's going to happen, because that's part of life. That's part of what the new year is going to do. That's part of what 2019, that's what 2018 did. Unexpected challenges, things arise from one day to the next, and the team can either work together and succeed or work together and fail, but so long as the team works together. See, strong teams expect that, and they learn to deal with those kinds of unexpected challenges long before they happen, long before they arise, long before they even are thought up in somebody's head. But a team that's strong and works together and plays together and practices together and simulates together, they're going to learn how to deal with those problems. So get to work on your team. Let them know that unexpected challenges will make the team work together, just like it will make them pull apart. But practicing now, practicing today, practicing at this moment is what's going to ensure that the team comes out ahead. Because really, that's what everybody wants. Number 5, ensure your team knows that team members will come and go, that leadership might change, and definitely customers, well, they're going to change as well. They're going to get good customers, you're going to get bad customers, you're going to get customers that are in it to make the organization better, you're going to get customers that are just going to tax and drain the organization, because unfortunately, that's how life is. There's going to be at all levels. The team members will come and go because, again, everybody has their own way of doing things. Everybody has their own mindset. Everybody knows what their future is or what they would like for their future to be. And that might involve actually moving, using the organization now as a way station or a transition point into something else. But hopefully it's to move into something bigger and better. If it's not, then, you know, well, more power to them, but they know what's good for them. They have to. You have to trust them because you as their leader have to challenge them. You as the leader have to encourage them and let them know that, hey, no matter what the situation is, they're always welcome where they are now. But moving forward might involve moving out. So let them know that that's going to happen. And of course, that also happens at the leadership level. Now, I'm not saying at the management level. Management level, that's expected. People get promoted, demoted. People get moved. People change vocations, locations. That happens. But at this leadership level, because again, where I come from might not be where you come from, but what I believe in and what I've seen is that leaders come in all shapes, forms, and sizes. They don't have to be the CEO or the line manager. No, they can be the receptionist. They can be the janitor. They can be the custodian. They can be the person who delivers the mail. Leaders come in all shapes and forms. So don't be fooled thinking that leaders are only titles or title positions. No. Because again, in most organizations, people turn to the frontline staff because they're the ones that know what's going on. They're the ones that have their ear to the ground. They're the ones that see the customers come and go. They're the ones that know. So again, be careful. So leadership will change. And with that leadership change, different ways of behaving, being, doing, making, acting, deciding, inspiring, motivating, they're going to change as well. So be prepared for that. Now, those are the 5. Ensure your team knows that the new year's arrived, new opportunities, and it's a great opportunity for hopes and dreams to take place. Ensure your team knows that change is coming and it will continue to come. See, the only thing in life that is constant is change. Ensure your team knows that as a leader, you expect them to bring you new opportunities, new answers, new solutions, new questions, new problems, and to do so without hesitation and to know that it's an expectation. It's part of what they're doing because that's how the team becomes better. In preparing for the new year and going forward into the new year, ensure your team knows that the unexpected challenges will make them, as a team, work together and pull them apart in some cases. But strong teams that are prepared and learn to deal with it long before it happens will succeed. And so practice, simulate, prepare. And always ensure that your team knows that team members will come and go, that leadership will change, and customers most definitely will change. But folks, I'm going to give you a bonus, a number six, the sixth tip for preparing your team for the new year. Ensure that the team knows to continue to improve. Ensure that your team continues to improve, personally growing, professionally growing, and in doing so, the business will grow, their personal lives will grow, their family lives will grow. Because if they're growing as individuals and they're growing as professionals, it's not just a one-sided one aspect of their life. No, everything else has to grow with it. So ensure that your team continues to improve. Ensure that you do everything you can to continue training your team. Bring in outsiders to train your team. Bring in outsiders from different areas, different vocations, different experiences, and have them share them with the team, because that's how people grow, when they learn from others, when they listen to others, when they talk to others, ensure that they know what it takes to improve, because they're constantly improving, that they know nothing else but to constantly improve. And if it means saying goodbye to some employees because they found a better opportunity someplace else, then you welcome them. You thank them for their time. You ensure that it was not for naught, but that it was for growth, and look where it took them. So thank them for their time. Thank them for sharing time with you and your organization. So there you go. Ensure your team continues to improve. That's the bonus tip of the 5 tips for preparing your team for the new year. Folks, my name is David Guerra. I want to hear back from you. Let me know what you think of this episode. I know we're well into 2019 now, but it's still January. But again, these are tips that you can take throughout the year, and it might be nice to revisit them every once in a while, so don't hesitate. It's always going to be here. Let me know what you think, and if I need to add another item or two or tips, by all means. And I definitely want to hear your tips for preparing your team for the new year or for any year. And again, drop me a note, DaveGuerra.com. And on Twitter, I'm at Dave Guerra on Twitter, at DaveGuerra. And that's my name. Wear it out. But seriously, by all means, remember it. And don't forget, I am giving away my a digital copy of my first book, The Walking Leader. And you do that by signing up on www.daveguerra.com/free-book on my website. And so let me know. It's free. It's no charge. There's plenty of value. Well, it's my first book. It's my blood, my sweat, my tears going into that. And I want to share it with you. And I want to make sure that my message gets out there. And that's why I'm giving it away for free. It's in digital PDF format. And it's out there for you. By all means, go ahead and just submit your name and email address. That way I know who to send a copy to. And again, that's DaveGuerra.com/free-book. And folks, I thank you for listening. Thank you. I want to hear back from you, so let me know what you think. And this is wrapping up episode 126 of 5 Tips for Preparing Your Team for the New Year, plus a bonus tip. And thank you for listening to the Walking Leader Podcast. Have a great day. I'll talk to you real, real soon.